ABC Radio Australia.
Now, support for West Papua continues to grow in the region, with thousands of Papua New Guineans taking to the streets of the capital, Port Moresby, yesterday to demand self-determination for the Indonesian province. In Australia, meanwhile, a petition with 17,000 signatures has been delivered to the Senate calling for self-determination and a UN investigation into human rights violations in West Papua. As Evan Masuka reports, activists hope the petition will prompt the Australian government to act at a time when it's feared the recent attack on a group of West Papuan students with a bag of snakes could spark further violence.
A group of sleeping West Papuan students woke in terror early on Monday morning when a bag full of snakes was chucked through the window of their dormitory in East Java. The aftermath was captured on social media, photos and videos. Their hostel was the site of anti-Papua protests last month, which sparked the unrest that's been felt across Indonesia, particularly the provinces of Papua and West Papua. The latest incident has been widely condemned, including by Human Rights Watch, an international NGO. Its director in Australia is Elaine Pearson.
This incident, it really goes to the issues of racism, deep-seated racism and resentment against West Papuans.
The incident has been condemned by the United Liberation Movement for West Papua, a group campaigning for self-determination. Its spokesman, Ronnie Kareni, says it's likely to increase tensions.
Because this only sparks and stirs up tension and uneasiness among Papuan students in Surabaya and many Papuans around in West Papua.
Over the past 3 weeks, the Indonesian provinces of West Papua and Papua have been rocked by protests and violence. It started as a reaction to a racist taunt by authorities, but has since escalated into a full-on call for self-determination. 10 people have reportedly died and there's been numerous allegations of human rights violations. Around the Pacific, there's plenty of support for the West Papuan cause and concern at what's been seen as an increasing human rights problem. Yesterday, thousands marched in the streets of Port Moresby to show their support. But one country, says Elaine Pearson of Human Rights Watch, has been particularly quiet.
It is shocking that the Australian government has made very little comment about what is happening in West Papua. Yes, there are protests happening in other places like Kashmir and Hong Kong, but the protests in Papua have been deadly. There have been at least 10 deaths, and Indonesia is one of our nearest neighbours. The Australian government needs to be speaking up.
West Papuan activists are trying to do this with a petition of 17,000 signatures that's been delivered to Australian politicians Andrew Wilkies and Greens Senator Richard Di Natale. That petition has been submitted to the Senate, where it will stay on record. Ronnie Kareni from the UMLWP says Australia needs to stand by its commitments.
We call on the Australian government to uphold the resolution that was passed by Australia and other countries at the Pacific Island Forum in Tuvalu, by which the resolution asked that Australia and other Pacific Island countries strongly encourage Indonesia to allow access by the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights into West Papua.
2 weeks ago, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, raised concern about the use of militia to curb protests and the use of violence against protesters. She called for dialogue between Indonesian authorities and the people of the two provinces. But Mr. Kareni says the situation is deteriorating with the recent arrest of a UMLWP leader, Bukta Tabuni.
They are not going there to maintain peace and stability, but their Indonesian security forces are coming in to hunt down West Papuan leaders and prominent student activist leaders in the region, and many of them are now into hiding.
Mr. Kareni says the growing number of military on the ground, including special forces and anti-terrorist troops, is a concern. He says the UN visit needs to take place sooner rather than later.